Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Donald Trump is the first former or current president in more than 40 years to be shot in an assassination attempt. But as a local political science expert tells KYW's Nina Barati, these targets on political figures are disturbingly not uncommon in American history.
If you start with the beginning of the 20th century, it's actually easier to list those who have not had assassination attempts against them.
Professor of political science Ben Berger at Swarthmore College says there's been a number of these violent attempts or plots in American history. Berger says when he looks back on historical events, he's reminded of when Ronald Reagan was shot and injured and what happened after.
Reagan's popularity did go way up right after the attempt. It went up by 7% the week following and to a total of 8% within the next month. And that's partly because, and here's a comparison to what happened with Trump, the public heard reports about Reagan really acting well, acting presidential, calm, courageous, even with humor, right after the attempt.
The difference, Reagan was only a few months into his new presidential term, where Trump is only months away to an election.
Whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, this is a person who seized the moment. He looked presidential, he looked strong, defiant, fist in the air, blood on his face. That's going to be remembered for a long time.
Berger feels that may have caught the attention or sympathy of voters who have not decided who they're saying yes to on their ballot. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Governor Josh Shapiro spoke in Butler, PA, condemning the assassination attempt on the life of former President Trump. He told the crowd that despite divisions in the country, discord must be met in a peaceful manner.
We have to remember that even in these times where there are real divisions, that we have to address those divisions through engagement in the political and civic process in a peaceful manner.
And ultimately, he says, the Commonwealth is where liberty was born.
To remember that while we may be Democrats or Republicans, above all else, we are Americans. And if you look at the story of this great nation over the last 248 years, a nation that was born right here in Pennsylvania, it's been ordinary Americans seeking justice, advocating for change, and doing so peacefully, and those who have advocated for such.
In addition, President Biden, in an address to the country, called for Americans to cool down political tensions and reject political violence. Well, it's a bit of a political cliche. Who do you want in charge of the nuclear codes? But it's a real question that voters are grappling with in this presidential election. KYW's Tim McLaughlin spoke with an expert on the president's role in nuclear war.
As far as the president is concerned, nothing could be more important.
Annie Jacobson has interviewed dozens of top current and former military officials about America's nuclear capabilities. She explains in her new book, Nuclear War, A Scenario, what would happen if a country like North Korea launched a nuclear missile at Washington, D.C. The president would have 6 minutes from the moment the missile launches to decide how to respond.
It happens in seconds and minutes, not hours and days and weeks.
But American ICBMs can't reach North Korea without overflying Russia. So it's very likely that Russia would fire its nukes at us. The result? Hundreds of millions of people dead within just 1 hour. That's why Jacobson says the current debate about a presidential candidate's mental acuity, whether it's President Biden, former President Trump, or anyone else, is so important.
Mental sharpness, judgment, these are absolute requirements from our commander-in-chief.
Tim McLaughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
From award-winning chefs to top rankings, Philadelphia has established itself as one of the best dining destinations in the country. How can the city's restaurant scene continue to evolve and build on its reputation? KYW News Radio's Brian Seltzer visited Passyunk Avenue, where a restaurant has collaboration and innovation front of mind.
Inside the cozy 1,000-square-foot modern American River Twice, Chef Cohen and Randy Rucker keeps his eclectic playlist loud.
We definitely keep it funky. There's often not a night that goes by where someone's like, hey, can you ask him to turn it down? And I'm just like, oh, the landlord controls the volume. I can't do anything about it.
Behind the chef's counter, he and his team communicate with hand signals to avoid making more noise.
It's a waltz, you know what I mean? I think a lot of kitchens are mosh pits, whereas back here, we're grooving.
This week, Rucker's silent system gets a test. River Twice is hosting a different guest chef Monday through Friday as part of its third annual Christmas in July tasting menu series.
You have five different mentalities of what they may think it should be done. It's a lot.
For Rucker, the chaos is worth it, holiday decorations around the restaurant included. He thinks collaborative events like this help a city's culinary scene stay fresh.
Philadelphia is at the verge of being a global hotspot, top five in the country, and we're just starting to get there.
Rucker hopes it's River Twice's customers that get the ultimate Christmas in July gift.
Some people out there who just, they love what they love, and that's fine, but I think if we want to continue to grow, we have to take chances, and innovation is a huge part of that.
I'm Brian Seltzer, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
More information about River Twice's Christmas in July can be found on their website and social media channels. That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.